Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share with all of your friends. This episode, Sports Takes with Trey Blossman. That's right, Trey will join us, and we'll have plenty of takes on college football and the NFL. Hey, if you like to bet on college football and the NFL, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Our sports consultants have hit 74% of their picks, college and pro combined. This year, it's all documented. All documented. Anthony Gallo's 4-0 on his website picks. So if you're winning money, keep doing what you're doing. If you're not winning money, you need to check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. Connect with Meat and Potatoes USA on Facebook and Instagram. But hit up the website. No picks are posted right now. Okay, we will give you a couple of free picks on Monday night here a little bit later in the podcast. Monday Night Football, there's two games tonight. And then we'll have picks posted later in the week by our four consultants, Trey Blossman, Anthony Gallo, Stephen Miller, and myself, where we have hit 74% of our picks. We're trying to make you some money. All right, up here on Sports Takes, we're going to talk LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. They opened conference play with a win over Mississippi State in Tiger Stadium. We'll get into that and some other things with college football. And then the New Orleans Saints, Jameis Winston, the loss to Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the NFL season. We'll get into all of that and much more here on Sports Takes. Don't forget, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Check that website out. Available on the laptop, the desktop, the smartphone, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Let's hear a message from our host, Anchored, and we'll be back. We'll be joined by Trey Blossman. It's time for Sports Takes, all a part of Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned. I am Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Trey Blossman for this episode of Sports Takes. I'm going to talk LSU, college football, New Orleans Saints, NFL, and who knows what. Please share this podcast with all your friends. Talking Sports with TK is available on all the major platforms. Trey, good afternoon. How are you?
Tommy, I'm doing quite well for a Monday. Thank you.
LSU Tigers, they were a home underdog to Mississippi State, who was coming off a road win against Arizona, which I thought was a good quarterback, Will Rogers. Credit the LSU defense, and then credit the offense for waking up. A nice come-from-behind victory. And LSU opens conference play with a win, and that's always a good thing.
Oh, Tommy, absolutely. You know, going back to the first podcast we did after the loss to Florida State, I said one of the good things about that game was it wasn't a conference loss. We didn't have a conference loss. Now, really nice to be sitting 1-0 in the SEC. Let me tell you, that was not a good win Saturday night. That was not a great win Saturday night. I maintain that's one of the greatest wins in Tiger football history.
Wow. That's even it on there a little bit.
Well, it is, Tommy. And, you know, if we did to Florida State, I wouldn't be saying that. If I hadn't seen significant growth in this team, I wouldn't be saying that. I think this is going to be a strong confidence builder. That's a very good Mississippi State football team. They're big in the trenches. Their defensive line is very talented. They got a young quarterback that's proven. He puts up big numbers pretty much every week in that offense. But here's the real interesting – my interesting take on this game is that our defensive coaches made in-game adjustments that were so good, Tommy. In the first quarter, we looked dead to rights. I mean, they were chewing us up and spitting us out. And save for one big play on the opening drive, we didn't do anything. But the defense slowly started taking hold and getting better, and they were aggressive. There were bodies flying all over the field. The offense catches a spark. You watch the defensive teammates go out there and give it what they were given. Man, sooner or later, it's going to get to you, and it did. And I just thought it was a great win.
Well, and here's something I was talking about with a friend today, earlier today, obviously not on the air. And if you want, we kind of take a couple of steps back with what I'm about to say, and let's look at the big picture. When you back it up to January, okay, LSU had 39 scholarship players that went to the Texas Bowl and lost to Kansas State. They had a wide receiver that played quarterback, okay.
You had, you know, an interim coach, and you had Brian Kelly up in the press box. Well, what Brian Kelly and his staff have done since that game, through spring practice, through the transfer portal, through the true freshman, by the way, true freshman started at both left tackle and right tackle the other night for LSU, and those two guys might be there a long time. But with all the transfers, a new coaching staff, not, you know, one guy, the offensive line coach held over on the staff, new people in the office, new administrative assistants, the whole bit. You know, he is really molding something that was not going to happen overnight, in spite of some LSU fans who thought that would be the case. But what he is doing in the big picture really, I think, speaks volumes for 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road. Not that you're throwing today, this year out the window, or you're throwing next year out the window, but this guy won at Central Michigan. He won at Cincinnati. He won at Notre Dame. And would tell you he's going to win at LSU and win big time and be in the playoffs and compete for championships. But what he has done, the task he's had in front of him, I think he is an A+. Now, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's got a should be a name that school win against New Mexico this week. Then you got Auburn on the road, who could be a win. Then Tennessee. Then it gets a little tougher on the slate. But right now, what he has done from where this team was in January, with 39 scholarship players and a wide receiver playing quarterback, I think they've come a long way.
Well, Tommy, they have. And, you know, it's been well documented, and I've certainly told you many times, I was not a fan of the hire. I wasn't. In retrospect, I realize he was the best proven coach available. Maybe there's some young up-and-comers that I would have preferred, Jamie Chadwick from Coastal Carolina. But, man, that's a big step to the SEC. Coach Kelly has been slowly winning me over since he came on board. And I say that begrudgingly because I haven't liked him for a long time. I've been following him for a long time. I watched the MAC. I watched all those games on Tuesday and Wednesday nights for many years. And I can point out who's a MAC player when I watch an NFL game, which most people couldn't do. He was successful at Cincinnati, but my dislike for him came when he was at Cincinnati, and I watched him on a TV interview going into halftime throw one of his players under the bus. I didn't like that. Still don't like that. But he is winning me over. This team has shown a lot of growth. And look, that one of those freshman offensive tackles, the right tackle, he made an open field tackle on special teams.
6'6", 335 made a
special. What's that guy doing in kick coverage, Tommy?
Well, let me tell you this.
Now we know.
Emory Jones Jr., he played at Catholic High in Baton Rouge, and I know I have a very good friend that's on that coaching staff. And he told me last year, he said, not only is Emory Jones Jr. 6'6", 335, not only is a straight-A student, he's one of the best athletes wearing a Catholic High uniform, which speaks volumes because they're, you know, state championship contending team every year. Yeah, they're a powerhouse in Louisiana, and they got talent top to bottom and that. So he told me, he said, you know, I'll tell you what he told me, that it reminded me of someone else. I mean, years ago, when Leonard Fournette was coming out of St. Aug, his high school coach was Cyril Crutchfield, who I coached at Covenant High and you watched play many a time.
Yeah.
Cyril told me about Leonard before Leonard stepped foot on the LSU campus. He said, nothing that Leonard does on a football field will ever surprise me. Because he told me Leonard Fournette would have been first team All-State as a middle linebacker at St. Aug. That's how good and how much of an athlete he was. But, of course, he served the team better as a tailback. Well, my friend at Catholic High told me, not knowing about the conversation I had with Cyril Crutchfield about Leonard Fournette, he told me, he said, nothing this guy accomplishes will ever surprise me. He's that special. He's that incredible. He's that awesome. Well, that open field tackle got a lot of people's attention the other night. And the fact that they're running him out there, it looks like he'll be at right tackle and Will Campbell at left tackle for years to come. And that's a good thing for LSU football.
Look, that pair will be here for 4 years.
Three.
Both of them leave early. Yeah, right. They may leave early. But, I bet he played basketball, Tommy.
He did. He did.
Okay. It shows in his footwork, you know. Yeah. Anyway, today I'm very bullish on this LSU team. I can't wait till the Auburn game. I'm sorry we have a gimme game this week. I want to see this team play more meaningful football. And before we move on to something else, I want to bring up one other thing, Tommy. I've said for years, and one of the reasons I quit going to LSU football games, of which I had season tickets for many decades, started going to those games when I was 6 years old, almost 60 years ago. Well, I've often maintained that over half of LSU fans are idiots. My belief in that statement is stronger today than it's ever been. There are still Tiger fans calling for Nussmeier to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, well, I think the intelligent fans and the bulk of the fans and the majority of the fans understand that you got, you know, some people, some loose cannons, some people that don't know what they're talking about. Because, you know, sometimes you don't have to tell a fool that they are a fool. They just show it to you, you know. And that's the case with people that make comments like that. One last thing, LSU's a 29 or a 30-point favorite against New Mexico, the Lobos of the Mountain West Conference, this Saturday in Tiger Stadium. Elsewhere in college football, Georgia is really looking good after losing 15 guys to the NFL, and they might have another 15 headed to the NFL. It's Kirby Smart and that Bulldog program looks to be cream of the crop as we roll towards the end of September here.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're the best team in the country. Alabama has potential, but obviously that game where they should have lost and didn't, that's a heavy cloud hanging heavy over their head right now. Ohio State also struggled early in a 21-10 victory. Look, those are the second and third best teams as I see it today, but neither one of those is within two touchdowns of Georgia at best.
Yeah, elsewhere in the world of college football, the Nebraska and the Arizona State jobs are open in September. We'll get into that another day. A lot of ground to cover in the world of college football going forward in many directions. Hey, if you like to bet on sports, don't forget meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey had a winner in the NFL and a winner in college football for you. Anthony Gallo's 4-0 in college football now at meatandpotatoesusa.com. Our sports consultants are hitting 74% of the picks. Everything's documented. If you like to bet on football, and if you're winning, keep doing what you're doing. But if you're not winning, please check out the website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. It's available on the computer, the laptop, the smartphone, the whole bit. meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey, shifting gears to the NFL, the New Orleans Saints played the Tampa Bay Bucks, trying to beat Tom Brady again in the regular season. It didn't work out. The Saints defense was incredible. They frustrated Brady. He was breaking tablets and yelling at people. He started the fight that broke out on the field. It started with his jaw jacking with Lattimore and then led to other things. But the bottom line is they found a way to beat the Saints 20-10. You know, the Saints got lucky to beat Atlanta the week before, and here they were 3-3 in the third quarter. Anything could happen. They maybe start 2-0, and it got away from them. Saints lucky to be 1-1. I guess the prevailing story is they said Jameis Winston was playing with four fractures in his back. That can't feel good.
No.
And maybe that showed a little bit, especially once they said it. The eyeball test for me was – he looked a little bit uncomfortable. I'll use that word. And then, of course, now some of the idiot Saints fans are saying, go with Andy Dalton. But there might be more to that than the LSU fans say, go with Garrett Nussmeier.
Well, there's certainly more to it than that. But it's not time to panic yet. Tommy, they lose 20-10 in what had been a tight game. If you take two plays out of that game, the Ingram fumble,
that was big,
and the pick six thrown by Winston, the Saints win the game. Okay, so yeah, we lost by 10 points, but we lost by 10 points to a really good team with one of the top quarterbacks that's ever played the game, and we were two mistakes away from a win. Look, don't overreact to this. The NFL is a long season. It's longer this year. They've added a game. As you and I have often stated, Pete Rozelle wanted parity. Well, he's got it. You had mentioned to me earlier
how many, and this might have been off air, how many NFL teams are sitting at 1-1? You said like 19 with the possibility of two more tonight. Okay. That's parity. I'll tell you how much parity there is. In one of my fantasy football leagues, there's an 8-team league. The four winners last week all lost today. All eight teams are 1-1.
Yeah, well, so, for the first time in 22 game weeks, Detroit Lions were a favorite yesterday, ended up winning and covering. So, you know, hey, but here's my thing, okay? The NFL, this is an old cliche, but it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And I bring up a TK original quote. I got to dig up the details of this original quote because it's all about life and it pertains to sports and idiot fans, okay? We live in an immediate world now because of the internet, smartphones, et cetera. But people need to take a deep breath and realize there's still 60 seconds in a minute. There's still 60 minutes in an hour, and there's still 24 hours in a day. And, you know, we all, including me, I'm guilty, you expect things to happen quickly. You know, you send a guy or a girl a text, and if you ain't got, you know, I used to be really bad about this. If I don't have an answer in 2 minutes, I'm like climbing the walls. Like, why didn't that person answer me? You know, well, they could have a very good reason why they didn't answer me. You know, so I think sports fans need to take a deep breath, let things play out. You know, there's a long way to go in college football. There's a long way to go in the NFL. High school football is full speed ahead. Let it play out. Enjoy it. Enjoy what's going on. Enjoy the upsets. Enjoy the drama, the comebacks, the Hail Mary pass by App State. Enjoy that stuff. I mean, sports is an alternative to the real problems of life. So let it be fun and enjoy it.
Absolutely. And look, App State games, man, bring your heart pills if you go watch those things. I mean, they've had three incredible finishes in three games this year. I can't wait to see what's in store. That was a very, very crazy play to end that game. That wasn't just that people describe it as a Hail Mary. If you haven't seen it, look for it and watch it. That was a lot more than a Hail Mary.
So going to be a lot of fun. Hey, later this week, we'll have more of Trey Blossman's picks. Went 8-5 in the College Board last week, and he's got two picks tonight. We'll give that out to you. He's got Bills -9.5 against the Titans, and he's got the Eagles -2 against the Vikings. A couple of Monday night tilts if you won some money this weekend, you want to try to increase that number. Go with that and do check out meatandpotatoesusa.com, the website. It's all sports consultants helping you win money in college football and the NFL. And please share this podcast with all of your friends. It's available on all the major platforms. Trey Blossman, look forward to your picks later in the week. Enjoy the two NFL games tonight.
Can't wait.